Dr. Christian's office.
The Vaseline program, presenting a new Dr. Christian prize play called And a Little Child by Edith Neff and Unda Hamrin of Hollywood, California. Starring Jean Hersholt as Dr. Christian and Helen Clare in the role of Judy Price. Ladies, remember, even the loveliest painting loses much of its beauty when placed in an ugly frame. Don't spoil your good looks by framing them with dry, dull, dead-looking hair. Get your hair in condition. Make it soft and lustrous. Give it a smooth sheen by regular use of Vaseline Hair Tonic. Before your weekly shampoo, massage the scalp liberally with Vaseline Hair Tonic. Then steam your hair with a piping hot towel for several minutes. After the shampoo, brush in a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic as you would a brilliantine. This simple procedure supplements natural scalp oils. Keeps your hair soft and bright. Afterwards, notice how easily your hair combs, how it falls into a gleaming, flattering frame that sets off your face. This year, make this simple use of Vaseline Hair Tonic a regular part of your weekly shampoo. And right through the seasons, your hair will have a new beauty, will continue to be soft and lustrous and altogether lovely. Get Vaseline Hair Tonic from your druggist tonight. And so to our prize play, and the opening scene is the familiar office in the old White House at the corner of State Street and the River Road, where Dr. Christian has played in so many human dramas.
Oh, Dr. Christian, I'm glad you're back. Mrs. Loftus has been phoning all morning.
Somebody sick over there?
Yes, Marina.
Marina? Is she home? And sick? Where's Tony?
She came home and collapsed, Mrs. Loftus says. And I gather that the big-time doctor, Tony Bartlett, isn't doctor enough to keep his wife from a nervous breakdown.
Judy, that's strange. Marina has always been so strong. I'll go right over.
Dr. Christian, thank God you're here.
Judy said Marina was ill. What seems to be the trouble?
Well, last night the doorbell rang and there stood my beautiful child, shivering like a lost puppy, with her sable coat in her arms.
What happened?
Oh, I don't know. She was too near hysteria for me to question her much. I put her right to bed.
Is she better this morning?
Oh, she slept most of the time. But, Doctor, that lovely sable coat was torn in a dozen places. And Tony did it. I got that much out of her before she collapsed.
Strange. I'll go in and see her.
Oh, Marina, dear.
Yes, Mother?
Here's someone you need to see.
Oh, Mother, I don't feel like seeing anyone.
Not even the doctor who brought you into the world?
Oh, Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian.
I'll come in later, Marina.
Well, here we are again, but this time no tummy ache, no earache.
No, Doctor. This time it's something you can't cure. Heartache.
Oh, Marina, you lost confidence in me. You used to think that I could heal anything in Riverside, from your broken doll's head to Mrs. Pepper's colored china pig.
Oh, Dr. Christian, if you could, if only...
Tell me about it. I'll try.
Well, it's Tony. We quarreled bitterly. I left.
You left Tony?
Yes.
But why? He's fulfilling all his Horatio Alger dreams. He's becoming a truly great brain man.
Yes. Yes, he is successful.
Does he still laugh at me for being the small-time country bumpkin doctor?
At you and everyone else who... Oh, Doctor, Tony scoffs at everything good. Money. Money is all he thinks of.
Not all, Marina. He's a doctor. Doctor has to think of people. With his heart as well as his head. Otherwise, he's not a doctor.
He changes more and more all the time. Money, money, money. He thinks only of money. And of Anthony Bartlett, M.D. Oh, Dr. Christian, if you could only help him.
Now, maybe I can, Marina, if you tell me what has happened.
Remember our wedding, Dr. Christian?
Oh, Riversend never had a lovelier bride.
I was so in love. But, Doctor, the trouble started that very night, our marriage night.
Well, darling, you are now the wife of the great Dr. Tony Bartlett.
Mrs. Anthony Bartlett. Oh, you are going to be great. My Tony.
You bet your sweet life I am. No more poverty and pinching for me. I'm on my way up now, Marina. And nothing's going to stop me until I'm the highest paid doctor in the world.
Oh, Tony, how funny. You mean until you're the best doctor in your specialty in the world.
Well, both, of course. I've got to be the best so I can charge the most. Well, beautiful lady, how do you like this house?
Oh.
I placed a deposit on it this morning.
Tony, it's palatial. Why, it must have cost...
It cost plenty, but... No, I got a quarter of it in one operation this morning on old Pat Regan. And plenty more coming up.
The political boss?
Yeah, that's the fellow. It was a long, long shot, but thanks to me, he'll live.
I'm glad, Tony. It's fine to give life to someone threatened with death. By the way, did you see the Boyd child? His mother came to me. She begged so pitifully.
Now, Marina, again, I must ask you. Now, I don't want to be cross, dear, but you must keep out of my office affairs. Now, Mrs. Boyd was referred to the proper clinic. That's what clinics are for. It was a beautiful party, Marina. I wish I could tell you how much I appreciate your graciousness.
Thank you, Tony.
Say, that's a gorgeous gown.
It should be. Mrs. Leland Marsh's operation was most successful. Tony, the little Boyd child died this morning.
Hmm. Well, those fellows at the clinic will have to improve their technique. Home again. I was certainly proud of you tonight, Marina. There wasn't a woman there with a fur coat as rich as yours.
Thank you for the coat. It's lovely.
The way you say that. What's wrong? There isn't a woman in this town who doesn't envy you.
For these baubles you buy.
Well, now, is a $20,000 sable coat a bauble?
Tony, I'm just something you show off to satisfy your desperate desire to be superior.
Well, I give you everything.
So that others will think, oh, he must be very successful. Look at his home. Look at his wife.
Marina, do you mind if we skip the rest of this? I'm going to bed.
I'm not, Tony. I'm leaving.
Good night. What? What did you say?
What you're giving me doesn't satisfy me, so I'm leaving. I'm going back to River's End.
Well, Marina, you can't. Well, you mustn't leave me. Well, it would hurt my reputation.
And that's all you care about? Well, I'm going tonight.
Well, I forbid you to go.
You own neither my body nor my soul, Tony Bartlett. I'm going now.
Marina. Marina, stop.
Let me go.
I told you you could not go.
Oh. Oh, Tony, you struck me. And you've torn this lovely coat.
Well, I warned you. Now come back into the house.
No, Tony. Goodbye. Goodbye.
So that's why you came home to Riversend, Marina?
Do you blame me for leaving, Dr. Christian?
Not if this is a true picture of Tony.
Don't you believe me?
Marina, I watched Tony through medical school, through his internship at Prentice. Saw him sitting up all night with a slump kit to make sure his operation was successful. The tenderness must be there, down deep.
He's changed, Doctor. He tries to be hard. Oh, help him, save him from himself.
I'll see what can be done if you'll cooperate.
I'll do whatever you say.
From now, complete rest. I'll soon have a job for you. Also, I have some business in the city, and I'll see Tony.
Hello, Tony.
Why, Dr. Christian.
Excuse me, please, with Dr. Bartlett.
Who sent you in here, madam?
Oh, she followed me in, Tony. She's been waiting all morning to get a minute with you. Your super-efficient Venus out there just ignored her.
Oh, you're Mrs.
Rinaldo, Doctor. Please, you cannot see my husband today.
No, I'm afraid.
Oh, please. Look, I have already saved $50. When my Mike is getting well again, he's going to make good money. I bet you we pay $50 a month for Doctor.
My good woman, as I sent you word with my secretary, I do not handle cases like yours. Oh. Now, this way out, please.
Oh, no, please. Dr. McGregor, he's saying my husband's trouble is just like a Puerto Rican. You ever save his life when nobody else could.
Madam, your husband is eligible for the Van Street Clinic. Now, there are very good doctors there at the prices you can pay.
Oh, no, please.
Well, Dr. Christian, what are you doing in town?
I had a little business.
Have you seen Marina?
Yes.
How is she?
Fine.
Oh. Well, have you finished your business? I have a few minutes. We might have some lunch together.
The bread I would like to break with you, Tony, could not be eaten in a few minutes. Besides, I have another call to make and duty will be waiting.
Oh, well. I wanted to ask more about Marina.
River's End is not far away, Tony. When you become hungry for what it stands for, you will always be welcome to break bread with us. Meantime, this way out, eh? You have a little color today.
I came out of the house just to see you.
And to hear about Tony?
You talked to him?
Yes, but not about you.
Why not?
Marina, he was not ready.
You saw or heard something?
A little. I found out more. Tony felt that he was imprisoned by poverty in his youth. Now he has leaped free by the power of money. He has lost balance. He must find himself.
But how?
I've been talking with an old friend of mine, the director of Selective Service. He tells me that Tony has already received his call.
You mean he's going off to war?
Yes, Marina.
Oh, that makes a difference. Ought I to see him?
Would it make you happy?
No. I don't think I ever want to see him again.
When the right time comes, you will want to Tony again. And I have faith that he will come. Meantime, I have work for you.
Here.
Such a whisper.
Guess who's here?
The big bad wolf? Or the sheriff, maybe?
Oh, that's just a guilty conscience. It's no other than Dr. Anthony Bartlett, no less. And in her captain's uniform. And he looks 10 years older.
Tony, well, show him in, Judy.
Dr. Christian wants you to come in, Dr. Bartlett.
Thank you, Judy.
Tony, welcome back to River's End. We haven't heard from you for a year and a half, I think.
Well, I couldn't write, sir.
Couldn't or wouldn't?
Well, at first, wouldn't. I was furious at giving up my practice to do the very things I'd sworn I wouldn't do.
Well, Tony, you paint a black picture of yourself.
I crawl inwardly when I think that I operated reluctantly.
But always efficiently, Tony.
Of course, but unwillingly, sir. And then came overseas orders and I found myself standing alongside men whose names were like neon lights in the dark.
And proud to be there.
Yes. I stood by their sides, ankle deep in slime and blood, and watched their eyes while they worked over those uncomplaining boys.
Yes, Tony?
Compassion was all that motivated them, while I stood around and crouched.
That is how a true healer must feel.
Not a healer like me.
No, Tony. You were just blinded.
But I saw at last, Dr. Christian. It was as if a veil fell away. I had a young kid in my arms. He died before I could help him. God, how young he was. And I could have saved him. I could have if I'd only had time. Yes, over those unending rows of wounded youngsters, I realized how little I had to kick about. I realized why I was there. What people were made for. Why there was a world and even why there was a war.
This will make Marina very happy.
Marina. Will you take me to our doctor?
Later, son. First, I have some calls to make, and I want you to come with me. Will you come?
I'd like to very much, sir.
We'll stop here next to the hospital for a few minutes, Tony.
Well, this building's been added since I went away.
Yes.
What new scheme of yours is this, Doctor?
Oh, not entirely mine, Tony. The good people of Riverside gave me a fund for 25 refugee children in the beginning, but since Pearl Harbor, we've been getting a few of our own war orphans.
Oh, how many have you now?
Oh, they go out for adoption so quickly, I hardly know.
How attractive it looks. Like a real home.
Hello, Dr. Christian. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. How is my Janie?
Just fine. Hello, Daddy.
Why, hello, Janie. I'm not your daddy.
I know, but you look nice, so I pretend.
And don't you love me anymore, Janie? Of
course I love you. You're everybody's Dr. Christian. Now I'll run and get Mommy, because I know you need to talk to her about business things.
Her mommy? Thought you said they were orphans.
They are.
Both parents dead?
In the Philippines.
Hmm.
Janie is unusually imaginative. Every man she fancies, she calls daddy. But only one is always her mommy.
Here's mommy, Dr. Christian.
But that's... Why, that's Marina. Marina.
Doesn't she look fine?
Huh. Marina, I'm so glad to see you.
That will take believing, Tony. 18 months and not so much as a word from you.
Marina, whatever you felt or thought of me has been right. But now... Oh, darling, I've so much to tell you.
Mommy, watch me. I'm going to go down the biggest slide. Watch me, watch me.
All right, we're watching, darling.
Watch me, Dr. Christian. Watch me, Daddy.
Yes, only be careful.
You're giving all your time to these children, Marina?
Let's talk about you. You're in the Army.
Yes, and doesn't he look fine in his uniform?
Yes.
Look, Mommy, I'm at the top now. Here I go down like the wind.
Janie! Tony, oh. Doctor, her foot, it's caught. Yay!
Remember now, Marina, it's a long chance with heavy odds against a child.
I'm praying with all my heart, Dr. Christian.
Marina, before we go into that child's room, I have a message.
For me?
From Tony. He wants you to believe he's putting everything he has into saving this child.
He really has changed.
Yes, he's a different man. Well, shall we go in now?
All right. Tony, will she live?
Well, the body at least is functioning.
You mean her mind might not?
It was such a delicate thing, Marina.
Oh, Tony. Dr. Christian, I couldn't bear that. Her mind must come back with her body.
Steady, Marina. Tony has done all that surgical skill can do.
How soon will we know?
Just as soon as she regains consciousness.
Oh.
Don't cry, Marina.
She must be all right. She must. No one can know what this child did for me when I was lonely and lost.
She gave you love, Marina. That was all?
Yes, all that was necessary. After I had Janie, I didn't want to die. Before that, I didn't care.
Marina, darling, if I could give you any part of my life, I'd do it gladly. Just to take away those days of hurt.
It's in the dead past, Tony. I've forgotten it.
Darling, do you think you could ever learn to love me again?
I never stopped loving you, Tony.
The child is stirring.
Marina, stand where the light will fall on you.
Her eyes are opening. I don't believe I can.
Chin up, Marina.
That's the girl. You're doing fine now.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, Janie, girl.
Janie.
Hello, Mommy.
Do you know me, Janie?
I'm awfully tired, Dr. Christian.
Yes, yes. Now, you go to sleep for a nice long time, Janie.
Janie this morning, Dr. Christian?
Oh, fine.
Oh, that place just isn't the same without her trotting around.
But she won't be daddying the men any longer.
Why?
Why, haven't you heard? He's adopted Tony.
Oh, does he?
Here comes Marina and Tony up the walk now. Well, well, how are you?
Hello.
Fine. And don't act so surprised. We saw you peeking through the window.
I can't have a secret.
Well, we came to share one with you.
Yes, we're going to adopt a baby.
Oh, well, let me guess whom you had the signs on.
It couldn't be Jamie.
You can arrange it.
Now, isn't it funny? Just this morning, I happened to get these papers from Judge Mason.
Now, what a coincidence. And with our name already on them.
Your signature and the Bartlett family begins. And when Tony comes back from this war, my wish to you is that it will continue in a larger way.
And the curtain descends on another Dr. Christian prize play. Our star, Jean Hersholt, is waiting to bring you an important message. Meanwhile, listen to Judy Price.
Friend, in wintertime, with furnaces to tend, steaming radiators and fires in the fireplaces, household burns are especially common. More than ever, you should be prepared to relieve burns with Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. Petrolatum, the doctor's name for Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, is being used more and more widely today in treating burns. Overseas, here at home, Vaseline Petroleum Jelly is part of the treatment that's helped to bring about truly remarkable recoveries in hundreds of serious burn cases. So what could be better for ordinary household burns than Vaseline Petroleum Jelly? When any member of your family burns himself, just do this. Spread Vaseline Petroleum Jelly on fine mesh gauze and place over the burn. Bandage firmly, but not tightly. Of course, if the burn is deep or covers a wide area, always call the doctor. But keep Vaseline Petroleum Jelly handy. And remember, there are many petroleum jellies on the market, but only one bears the trademark Vaseline. That trademark, owned by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, is your guarantee of absolute purity.
And now, here is Jean Hersholt.
Thank you very much. Because Friday of this week, January 26th, is National Public Health Nursing Day, I want to take this opportunity to pay tribute on behalf of my sponsor and Dr. Christian and Judy to the work of the public health nurse. You should get to know your public health nurse since she works for the health of all of you. The prize play you just heard was authored by a new writing team of Hollywood, California, Unda Hamron and Edith Neff. What they have done, others can do too. There's plenty of young writing talent in America waiting to be expressed. And so it makes me very happy to be able to announce that my sponsors, the makers of Vaseline products, are planning to offer the $2,000 award for radio writing again in 1945. Listen next week to this program for full details. Our prize play next Wednesday evening will be Always Yours by Arlene Jack of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We invite you all to listen same time and same station. And until then, I'll say good night.
Of all good tips for cracked, chapped lips, among the best is Vaseline Lip Ice. Healing begins almost instantly. In two sizes at 10 and 25 cents, Vaseline Lip Ice. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.